The Lord be with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
As they were coming down from the mountain, the disciples asked Jesus, "Why do the scribes say that Elijah must come first?" He said in reply, "Elijah will indeed come and restore all things, but I tell you that Elijah has already come." And they did not recognize him, but did to him whatever they pleased. So also will the Son of Man suffer at their hands. Then the disciples understood that he was speaking to them of John the Baptist. The Gospel of the Lord.
Good morning, everyone.
Jesus recognizes that the apostles at this point in the gospel still don't fully believe that he is the Messiah. So the question that they pose to him is one of doubt. Why do the scribes say that Elijah must come first? And so this question would most likely continue. If you're really the Messiah, shouldn't we have seen Elijah by now? They ask this even though immediately before this conversation, Christ was transfigured before their very eyes. It's not until Christ answers them that they realize their obliviousness. John was Elijah. Christ goes on to explain to them that just as John was killed, so too will the Son of Man be put to death. He'll have to repeat this to them many more times before his own crucifixion. We often hold the apostles up as models of Christian faith and virtue, and it's right and just that we do this. And I find solace in the fact that even Peter, the first pope, the rock on which the church was built, had to be told things repeatedly. He had questions, and he didn't always believe things, even when he saw them with his own eyes. Just from mere appearances, it seems that the apostles were slow-witted and resistant to many things that Christ told them. And again, we can find solace in this. It means that our slowness in understanding, our hesitancy, and our questions will never separate us from God. These things won't prevent us from following after and drawing closer to our Lord. We all have questions. We all have doubts. We all have concerns. We have, I don't know about this particular thing the church says. Okay, that's fine. Ask the questions. Find the answers. The apostles didn't just let that doubt about Jesus and what he was talking about and the fact that Jesus was the Messiah, they didn't let that sit there and just kind of dwell and like fester in their hearts. They asked the questions. They went out there and put it to Christ, like, okay, Lord, what is this? Why do you say that Elijah, and what are you talking about? I don't understand. It's because they asked the questions and were willing to. An understanding came to them. And so if we have questions, that's a good thing. It means the mind that God has given us is working. We're not asked to blindly obey and follow everything the church teaches. We're asked to understand it and believe it, which is a totally different model of existing in the church. But just as in the gospel, it does require things of us. It does require a questioning, but also an openness to what Christ has to say and what his church has understood him to say. When we don't understand something that Christ and his church teaches, again, it's important to ask questions about it. And when our Lord and his church respond to those questions, to those doubts, when they respond to our slowness in accepting or our hesitancy in accepting, it's important that we remain open to what Christ and his church have to say. Because if we ask those questions, And if we remain open to what Christ and his church has to say, then, like the disciples in today's gospel, Christ will give us the understanding too. God bless you.